Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. How can I help you?
Hi, you are the customer support line of what company?
I'm sorry.
What company are you with, ma'am?
Okay, sorry. In order for me to tell you that information, I have to pull up your account. So can I have your zip code?
My zip code is 29607.
Can I have your first and last name?
Richard Carson.
Can you repeat the zip code for me again?
Okay, I don't know why you need the zip code.
To pull up your account, sir. You said you have something with us and you're trying to see why you're being charged. So without the information, I can't pull up your account to see why you're being charged.
Insurance?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
You said the word insurance?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay, the reason I'm calling you, ma'am, is I had $90.65.
Okay, I understand why you're calling, sir. I need your zip code to pull up your account.
Which account? The card's account?
Sir, I just need your zip code. Can I get your zip code, sir?
Okay, 78705. Try that one.
I'm sorry, you said it too fast.
Which account?
You said it too fast, sir.
Five. Ready?
Yes.
78705.
Can I have your first and last name?
Richard Carson.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Please, ma'am, you're not giving me any information, and you want information from me. I was given your number by the card customer service.
Exactly, sir. So you're calling customer service to figure out why you're being charged. So in order for customer service to tell you why you're being charged, you have to verify your account to make sure we have the right account. So can you please verify your address for me?
Okay. She told me at the customer service for Opt Plus, where my card is, that she was customer service. Whoever charged my card, the phone number to that charge was the number I'm calling now.
And we are customer service for the phone number that you are calling. So I must verify your account to make sure I have the right account. So can you please give me your shipping address?
What else? What other information do you need after that, ma'am?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing else?
No, sir.
Is it possible to get a supervisor with your company on the phone with me?
Okay, sir, before I can transfer you over, they must have the same information. They're going to ask you to verify the same information.
Wee boy, too much out here in America. So if I give you an address, it's not match an account that you have that I don't know that I have with you all, because you all are not the card company, correct? You all are the people that received the 1965, correct?
Correct.
You're the people that received the 1965, okay. So I don't have an account with you all.
Okay, sir. So we're charging you, sir. You must have an account with us. We just don't charge random people's account. Okay, sir. In order for me to tell you who I am, I have to pull up your account. We are a third-party company. We service multiple products. So I have to pull up your account and verify that this is you that I am talking to. If I can't do that, sir, I cannot assist you.
Okay, I'm going to give you an address. You ready? This is the last information I'm going to give you prior to you getting any more information from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an elder. We deal with scams all day long. So I've already had $90 taken from me. I'm not into having anything else taken from me. Are you ready to take the address?
Yes.
2802, which is W-H-I-T-I-S Avenue.
Thank you for that information.
In Texas.
So looking at your account, it says that you have a herbal relief CBD oil that you ordered back on September the 21st. What that was a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. Do not call back to cancel. So we began billing you full price for that product. So those are the charges that you see on your account.
What is the product then?
CBD oil.
No, ma'am. That is not correct.
Yes, sir. That is showing what has been getting delivered to your address.
I see. So what's your, I need some information from you now.
That's fine, sir.
Okay, because I didn't order any $90 worth of 64 cents worth of CBD oil from you. And the only way that I cannot be charged by you all is to cancel my whole card. Okay? So, so you tell me what we need to do next before I do what I need to do next.
Tell you what you need to do next with what, sir?
Because I dispute this charge.
Okay, so it says if
I'll take the supervisor now that you have that information.
Okay, sir, and I must advise you, they're going to tell you the same thing. You had a 14-day trial that you did not call to cancel, so you will be a full price for those products. So just give me one moment.
That's a scam, and I'm definitely reporting as such.
No, sir, it's not a scam. It was actually an order that you made online. That it also says it's in our terms and conditions when you ordered the product, sir.
You're talking about a trial, correct?
Yes, sir. It was a 14-day trial. It also states in our terms and conditions before you can even press to proceed with the order.
What's your company, ma'am? Okay, what is your company, ma'am?
Herbal Relief CBD Oil.
Say it again. What's the name of it again?
Herbal Relief.
Are you Willie Nelson's company?
Who?
Are you Willie Nelson's company?
I'm not sure who a Willie Nelson is.
Okay, let me tell you, you are connected to a scam, whether you know it or not. Now, you're talking to somebody who not only knows people that know Willie Nelson, because I'm in Austin, Texas, so your operation is really getting ready to go through something. You might want to get me to a supervisor, get my money back on my card, because I'm actually going to get to the bottom of your whole situation, because you are advertising Willie Nelson CBD products, and you are not sending out Willie Nelson CBD products, okay? So Perpetual, we're going to get with you, because you all are misrepresenting. That is a felony. Okay.
No,
so,
sir, we're not misrepresenting anything, sir. So just give me a moment. Okay, sir, you don't have to yell at me, sir. I'm just telling you that we are not scamming. And everything that I have stated to you, everything that I have stated to you was given in our terms and conditions when you order, and I must advise you that everything that I have said to you today, the supervisor is going to say back to you, because that is, we have the same protocol. So just give me one moment.
Okay, well, I'm going to dispute the call. You're not going to get any money out of me, so I just want you to know that. And I'm going to definitely get to the bottom of your company advertising Willie Nelson's product incorrectly, erroneously, as well as illegally.